Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cutchib Newsletter Worldwide Broadcasting Company and Car Wash. I'm coming to you from sort of sunny Paris. I'm here with my partner and friend, JJ Sefton. We're going to chat a little bit today and got some interesting topics. But the first thing I want to talk about before Sefton says something intelligent is I've got a problem. I just did the fucking laundry and I lost a sock, and I am not that guy. I don't understand how that happened. I simply don't lose things in the laundry, and I'm living in an apartment, so it's not that I've got three staircases and 4,000 square feet to lose it in. It's ridiculous. I don't know who to blame. Biden is out of office, so I can't blame him. So I'm actually just going to blame the Democrats. So anyway, aside from that, we're going to start by talking about a gentleman named Michael Steele. And he used to be a Republican, I guess a Republican in name only, but now he's a rabid never Trumper who is always on MSNBC ranting and raving about incredible bullshit. He never struck me as being particularly intelligent, but today he is really impressing me with his abject stupidity. He made the comment on, of course, MSNBC, that it is functionally equivalent, U.S. detaining illegals to terrorists taking Americans hostage overseas. And I read that and I thought, huh? I just didn't understand. And then, of course, I realized, oh, no. That's Michael Steele. He's a dumb fuck. Anyway, Sefton, what do you think of that?
Well, he's not only a rhino. He used to be the Republican National Committee chairman,
Yes.
which accounts for the disaster of probably why the so many of the embedded ticks in the in Republican politics are there, and why so many good people never made it. But beyond that, yeah, I mean, he's an absolute. He is the functional equivalent of a diversity hire for us, just because he was a. I think we just put him in there. He was put in there just because he was a black guy. But if ridiculous. He's just horrendous. Yes, detaining illegal aliens and criminals, especially criminal illegal aliens, of the gang variety, not just the wetbacks who come to pick lettuce, is the equivalent of terrorists holding Americans and others hostage. That is just a revolting and disgusting, blood libel of magnificent proportions, but he probably did. He's probably not intelligent enough to write that himself. They probably wrote it for him, and he's just the puppet that just mouths the words, considering that MSNBC is also the same network that has Al Sharpton. So, I mean, it is what it is. And that's just to say that is just completely is beyond tone deaf. And it's stupid because right now, as I reported and has been going on for quite some time, the issue of the border and illegal aliens and protecting illegal aliens and of all varieties is literally destroying the Democrat Party and its prospects for 2026 midterms
Okay, I
and
want
perhaps
to
going
just
even
say that
further to
again.
2028.
Just say that
I'm
again because I
saying,
love hearing it.
yes, it's the Democrats are literally shooting themselves in the face because they're still promoting the nonsense of protecting the gangbangers. You have this Chris Van Hollen character going down to have margaritas with a gangbanger of MS-13 in Guatemala, and they're defending thugs and terrorists and scum, and it will destroy them come 2026 and come 2028. That is, of course, election interference by Democrats and the GOP not taking advantage of it, and their incompetence notwithstanding. But we may actually come out quite well in the next two elections, if all things being equal, if the Democrats want to keep pursuing this nonsense.
In addition to Chris Van Hollen, who made that ridiculous trip to El Salvador, there was another representative, Glenn Ivey. And honestly, I don't know where the hell he is,
He's
where he's
from
from.
Maryland.
Okay, so he, yeah.
I
Okay,
featured
that
him
makes
before.
sense. Yeah, and he went down to El Salvador, and the El Salvadorians told him to fuck off. He wasn't allowed access to Garcia, which is perfectly okay with me. Because, of course, it's El Salvador. It's their fucking country. They can do what they want. But the brilliance of him, I'm reading this. I traveled to El Salvador to conduct a wellness check. Oh, a wellness check. Fuck you. On my constituent, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. I kept my word, but when I arrived, I was denied access to him. Kilmar deserves due process and his rightful day in court. You know, it's very, very important to understand that Garcia got his day in court, essentially. He got his due process. And that is the laws of the United States were followed by the people who deported him. If the laws of the United States were not followed, then he would not have gotten due process. But due process does not mean, as we have discussed on this podcast before with an actual lawyer, but due process does not mean a trial by jury. It does not mean all of the protections afforded a citizen of the United States. It simply means following the rules. And we follow the rules, toss this scumbag out, and I hope he rots in jail for the rest of his life.
And never sets foot in our country again, please God. And I mean, it's, but of course, he is the functional and moral equivalent of I don't know, name your left wing political prisoner or anybody that you know. I mean, that they will. He's literally the equivalent of Jesus Christ on the cross to these people. I mean, of course, they're apostates and don't believe in Jesus, but they'll use that and throw that in our face. You
Yeah,
know,
he's a
they'll
wife
mockery.
beater. He's been credibly linked to human trafficking, and he's an MS-13 gang member. And we're supposed to protect this man? I mean, this is fucking insane. Oh, by the way, he's not an American citizen. He's an illegal. He was an illegal in the United States. Listen, I want them to focus on Garcia and all the other scumbags that we're throwing out. This is a good thing. I wanted to continue right up through October 2026. It's vitally important that we don't stand in the way of the Democrat Party from, as you say, shooting themselves in the face. I think it's a wonderful thing, and we should encourage it.
And as long as, of course, President Trump will do it, and sure, some of his more, you know, adept representatives and spokespeople, such as like Tom Homan and Pam Bondi and so on and so forth, they will highlight this, and God bless them for doing it, because and the GOP needs to do this. If I mean, if you are protecting, forget about the fact of his serious violent crime criminal activity. If you are just here, if your presence here just by crossing the Rio Grande and you are here illegally and not, without any permission and any visa or rights to be here, your due process, if you are caught, you are deported, repatriated back to your country of origin. Clear and simple. Like we said before, if you come off an airplane and you don't have a passport, guess what? You get put on the next flight back to your country. And it's just, that is the due process in this instance. So, but of course, that term is bastardized by the usual propagandists and leftists to try to paint Donald Trump and our immigration policy as somehow not in keeping with our, you know, precious democratic principles or whatever the hell they claim.
Yeah,
But it's
whatever the hell that
ridiculous.
means. Our
Yes.
democratic principles. Sorry, folks, but fuck them. We don't live in a democracy. God. Are they really that stupid?
Well, yeah, I mean,
Yeah, we just answered that question.
They just flail words. They throw words up against a wall, and just they cry Nazi and cry racist till they're blue in the face. And they hope that the less educated and less informed among us will just listen to it. And you know, sometimes, sadly, far too often, it does work here and there. But for the most part, now it is not cutting the ice with most people, even with some of their core constituents. And I read somewhere a poll, even among Latinos in this country and blacks, they are all in favor of our immigration policy and finally sealing the border, because they're on the cutting edge of the criminality, their communities.
Yes,
So
exactly.
good.
Exactly. And boy, we have plenty of perfectly legal Americans who are of Central American and South American heritage, and a fair number, obviously a huge numbers of Mex of people from originally from Mexico. And listen, they're citizens. They are exactly like you and me. And I see no problem with them, but they are being tarred by this brush. And I think it's a terrible thing. So, all power to the Trump administration. Throw more of these people out. Return us to some semblance of law and order in the United States. And maybe in a generation or two, we can consider reopening the border. A couple hundred thousand new people a year. But at
Well,
this point.
there is, right. Well, those are that you're conflating, I think, the two issues of illegal alien invasion and just legitimate immigration.
Yeah,
And,
but I'm
you know,
not. That's the thing. I'm not. We need to close the border.
right. Well, there's immigration without and illegal or otherwise without any form of assimilation where people are, you know, but of course that doesn't happen because to assimilate, to accept American values is to reject the Democrat Party and leftist movement, because for 200 years they've been trying to tear that down and tear this country apart and remake it in their own crazy evil image. And so that's why we will never have assimilation. That's why the colleges are what they are. They're propaganda mills, which we'll get to in a moment on that score too, as we
So,
veer off into another track.
yeah. So let's move offshore a bit. And President Trump is reportedly considering sanctions on Russia because the Ukraine peace talks are slogged. They're slowing down to essentially nothing. And I'm not sure how I feel about that. I don't particularly care about the Ukraine war, except for the extent that we are going to get involved. And by increasing sanctions, we don't really get involved because I don't think that our trade with Russia is that significant. The people who trade with Russia the most, of course, are the European Union. They buy their natural gas. And the amount of money that they spend on Russian natural gas is more than what they are sending in aid, in military and other aid to Ukraine, which that always amuses the hell out of me. Anyway, so listen, Donald Trump should have shut his mouth during the campaign and not said a damn thing about the Ukraine war, other than it's a terrible thing, and I hope that all parties involved, come to the table and work something out. Little bit of pabulum to appease the masses, but he's involved, and he has failed in his to follow through in his promise to end the war the first day of his administration. That obviously wasn't going to happen. It was cute, but it didn't work. Why he is involved now, I simply don't know. And I, as I said, I don't know what to think about these sanctions. The war is going to end, and Russia's going to win. Of that, I am sure. Maybe allowing that to happen as quickly as possible is probably the best way to save lives. Extending it by sanctioning Russia isn't going to change the outcome of the war, but it is going to allow it to drag on.
Yeah, I mean, it was a dumb move on Trump's part. I mean, yes, outside of saying some nice words, which I agree. Look, to the extent of the innocent lives that are being lost and the needless waste and destruction of war, because it really is. I mean, the dispute between Russia and Ukraine has been going on for hundreds of years. And Ukraine, in one form or another, has been, whether under the czars or under the Soviet Union, has been part of Russia. Should it be an independent country? Should it not be an independent country? Not for me to decide, not for me to say, I don't really care. On a personal level, I have heritage that is from the Ukraine. And as a Jew, the Ukraine to me is sitting on an ocean of Jewish blood, whether spilled by the Cossacks, by the Czars, by the usual anti-Ukrainian anti-Semites, or by the Einsatzgruppen, and of which many Ukrainians were volunteers and shot Jews into Babi Yar by the thousands. I could care less. So if you know, and Russia is no different. So if the Russians and the Ukrainians want to kill each other and shoot each other off, hey, you know, go with God, vaya con Dios, have at it, my friends. But to the extent that innocent people lose their lives and are uprooted, yes, that is a shame. But we should not be involved in it. It is for Russia and Ukraine to sort out amongst themselves. And as we have pointed out in the past, because of American foreign policy blundering, you know, and our own, it's really exacerbated the situation. So, and Trump, had he shut his mouth, and unfortunately, because of the whole Russia collusion hoax, by him now getting involved in it, it now gives ample fuel for the anti-Trump rhinos and Democrats to claim that somehow Trump is colluding with Putin somewhere behind the scenes to win the war. And when Putin eventually does win the war, guess who's going to get the blame? Donald Trump stabbed Ukraine in the back. And, you know, all the I could see the headlines right now. And it was just a ridiculous thing for him to get involved in it outside of, as you say, CBD, a few nice words and true words of hoping the bloodshed can end and soon.
Yeah, I
But
agree.
ridiculous.
You know, I wrote about this on over at Ace of Spades and at Kutchup Newsletter yesterday. And it's a big mess. We need to, as we both agree, we need to butt the fuck out and hope that it
Absolutely.
ends as quickly as possible. Anyway, let's move on to something a little bit more interesting. I'm getting a little tired of Ukraine. So let's talk about Harvard. You know, that
Yes.
junior college, well, it's not really junior college. That I guess they give undergraduate degrees and some graduate degrees. It's a formerly excellent university in Cambridge, Massachusetts, that has fallen on hard times. They've resorted to scamming the federal government out of billions of dollars a year to fund their programs. And also they have gone overseas to draw students who pay full freight because they can't seem to get Americans to go to Harvard. And what has happened, of course, is that Harvard has turned into a hotbed of anti-Americanism, hotbed of anti-Semitism, and a hotbed of anti-Israeli fervor. And sadly, that is supported by their administration. So Donald Trump has said, "Nah, you can't do that anymore with U.S. taxpayer dollars." I'm joking, folks, obviously, but Trump is talking seriously about cutting billions and billions of dollars of government funding from Harvard. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it is long, long, long overdue, and I think that he shouldn't stop at Harvard.
Bingo, absolutely. And as I said just a little while ago, you know, it's the American academia has become a mill of just brainwashing of successive generations of our youth into hating themselves, hating their country, hating their heritage, and becoming sort of, you know, the cadres of the left to overthrow the country and our society as founded. And Harvard was a great school, but of course, Harvard, look what Harvard gave us, Barack Obama. So there you have that. But that's a whole other story. And beyond that, CBD, Harvard is crying poverty because they don't get our money to do whatever research. You know something? They're sitting on, what, $54 billion
Something
of
like
an
that,
endowment?
yeah.
Ridiculous amount? Okay, let them spend that money. Why do I have to foot the bill for them to spend it on whatever? And everyone's saying, oh, our research into, you know, curing cancer, into doing this, into doing what a crock. They don't, I mean, you know, if it's so serious, spend your own money on it. Leave us the hell alone. I don't want to spend any money on it. And ditto every other university that has its hand out and is, you know, that has professors of the Rashid Khalidi variety, of the Howard Zinn variety, of the you name it variety that hate this country, hate Israel, hate the West, hate themselves, hate Western civilization, and are using their positions to brainwash successive generations of students into bringing us down. Of course, that's not every college, that's not every school, but far too many are involved in that activity. And why should we have to foot the bill for our own destruction? Sorry, not going to, go Donald and just, you know, cut him off and boot him out.
Sounds good to me. By the way, I said earlier that he shouldn't stop at Harvard. I think the next step should be Yale University, which has an endowment not far behind Harvard's. I think it's in excess of $40 billion. He can go after them because they certainly are only marginally better than Harvard at their Jew hate. You know, Northwestern and Cornell and Brown University and Penn, you know, Princeton, these are all hotbeds of anti-Americanism that is pretty much, oh boy, I wonder if these schools in microcosm are the American Academy. I simply don't know that because I have heard from people with kids in college that it isn't actually like that in many, many schools. So what is the difference between, University of Alabama and Harvard University? Why is it that Harvard University is this hotbed of vicious anti-American, anti-Jewish, anti-Israeli sentiment?
It's not just Harvard. I mean University of
No,
North
I'm using it as
Carolina
an
has some,
example,
right?
but
Exactly. It's just true. Academia,
I'm
it's
curious why. I mean, I have to think that a large driver of this is the foreign students.
very much so, but then you have to go into history and look back on the people who populated academia, like right before World War II and right after. You had the Frankfurt School, you had the Theodore Adornos of this world, and I forgot the was it Herbert Marcuse's,
Yeah,
who
Marcus.
became mentors and teachers to people like Angela Davis. And they fled. The irony is they fled Nazi Germany, and they established basically Nazi indoctrination centers in American universities.
Well, they
And
fled because they were
that is
communists,
right,
and the Nazis
exactly.
wanted national socialism, and they wanted international socialism.
Exactly. And that is there you go.
That's
And
the only
so
difference.
that is the bitter irony, and we let them
Yeah.
in. But
Yeah, we let them in.
and then of course the people that they taught became the teacher, people like Bill Ayers. He also became an instructor of teachers when he put his firebombs and pipe bombs down from the weathermen. And so here we are today, and we are reaping a bitter harvest of this insanity. And so Trump is now restricting immigration of foreign students, and everyone is screaming their heads off. And I saw some knucklehead in Sweden is claiming, his Swedish students are fleeing back from Harvard because they're claiming that it's they're unsafe or something. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me.
Oh,
Have you
that's
been to
such
Malmo lately?
bullshit.
Have you been to Malmo lately, where Jews
Yeah.
are being hunted and persecuted in the streets of Sweden? But of course, no tears for the Jews of Sweden. But the Swedish students are being denied the opportunity to learn anti-American and anti-Western propaganda.
So
Unbelievable.
Alan Dershowitz disagrees with defunding Harvard completely, but he says that it should be targeted. And he names three of their schools that should be defunded. The Divinity School. And I saw a recording of their graduation, and it was disgusting. The public health school, and something that I've never heard of, the Carr Center for Human Rights at Harvard, which he describes as a cesspool of anti-Semitism. He says all three of those should be defunded.
Well,
I mean,
Dershowitz says they
I'll take
harbor.
his word for it, but I would much rather use a cleaver than a scalpel on Harvard. It's as I said, it's long past time where they got their asses kicked by the American people for hating them. So anyway.
Yes, let them clean up their own mess, and
Yeah.
with all respect to Mr. Dershowitz, who I do respect. And beyond that, I mean, Donald Trump, God bless him, he's taking however many $1 billion, and he's going to fund trade schools.
We'll
What
see
a
if that
great,
works. I mean, it's a great
I,
line though. It's
it is a great
fantastic.
line.
You
It
know,
is a great line.
you look at flyover country, and all of a sudden they think, "Hey, I like this Trump fellow." It's great. Anyway, before we started recording, Sester and I decided to talk a little bit about the economy, which is, I think, I was afraid of the tariff scheme pushing us into recession temporarily, but it doesn't seem to be happening, which is pleasing to me. Consumer sentiment or consumer confidence, I forgot what they call it, seems to be improving rapidly, which I like very, very much. So,
Indeed.
yeah, the Consumer Confidence
And
Index jumped by 12.3 points in May, which is the largest monthly gain in 4 years. And that's a very, very nice thing. That's a significant increase. So let's see what happens. You know, if and Sefton pointed out when we were discussing what to talk about that the tariffs are bringing in a huge amount of money to the government coffers, and that's a good thing. Yes,
the revenue is starting to flow in. I believe I saw the post over at the National Pulse, for those of you who want to look it up, over the last day or so. So it is coming in, and gasoline prices over the weekend have hit like a, what was it, like a 10 or however many year low. It's like, it's, amazing. We're it's actually working. So thank God, keep it up, and we're on the, we see. And also, there was another poll. I think it was Rasmussen. It was an amazing thing. For the first time, I think in its history, I think we were on a right, the right track, wrong. We were on a right track. Like over 50% of the nation feels we were on the right track. I think it was some record breaking. I may have the wrong poll, but in any event, it was an amazing poll. And it was for the first time in history recorded. I don't know if it was Trump's popularity, but it was definitely right track, wrong track, that the nation, the overwhelming majority across the board, think we are on the right track and Donald Trump is doing the right things. So that is pretty amazing too.
Well, the New York Times disagrees, so
Well,
really, that's all
they
that
hate the New
matters.
York
Yeah. Anyway, this is an unalloyed good news. This is fantastic. Listen, it's good for America when the American people see hope in the future. That means that they're going to spend, that they're going to decide to get a better job, they're going to build a house, they're going to go from renting to owning. They're going to do all the things that drive economies up, 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 up. And we can thank Donald Trump, and we can thank the tone in Washington, which has changed significantly. Obviously, there's still huge, huge problems in Washington. The corporate Republicans are digging in. They despise Donald Trump, let's be honest. They hate the son of a bitch, and they want him dead. Maybe not much less than the Democrats want him dead, but he's doing good things and they can't avoid it. Hopefully his budget, his big, what does he call it? Big beautiful
The big
budget bill or
beautiful
something.
bill.
Yeah, that's
Yeah,
so silly. I
I
don't
don't
know.
know.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, along
I
with
hope
that, I
hopefully
mean,
that will pass, and hopefully he will be given the opportunity to sign it. I'm not thrilled with it. I want to see those cuts. I want to see deep, deep, deep cuts in everything, except for
bingo.
maybe defense. But even then, do we really need more money in defense, or we just need efficiency in defense?
We need efficiency, and I saw some report. I remember a number of weeks back, I forgot who pointed it out. They said we have literally, one admiral for it's like 400 admirals and only like 40 ships or some ridiculous amount. There's like one admiral. It's like one admiral every for every two ships, or one general for every three soldiers, and it's like it was some ridiculous statistics like that. And it's like
Well,
we, I
but
mean, oh my God,
Hegseth has gotten rid of a
except,
bunch of flag officers. I think that's fantastic.
yeah.
Yeah, he's on the right track. Whether he's the man to do it, I don't know, but he started out nicely.
He is starting out,
So,
and he's seeing. Yes, I mean, recruiting seems to be up,
yeah.
which is a good thing, and now it's just a question of, having the ability to counter, I mean, peace through strength, as somebody wrote, is one thing, but in order to have peace through strength, you've got to have the strength. And that's not just necessarily in the hardware, but also in the morale and the ability of the fighting men and women.
Wait, are they supposed to fight? I thought they were so.
They're not supposed to wear high heels and chew gum at the same
Ah,
time. That's a Rachel Levine involved. But so hopefully that's on the way out. Please God.
Oh, say, all right. So, what else do we have here? Anything?
I think Israel is seems to be on the march, and to finally, hopefully, despite the humanitarian aid nonsense, and that whole insanity of basically feeding
Listen,
sugar to the
I don't
consumer.
mind the humanitarian aid if it's administered by Israel, and
Right.
that's what happened today or yesterday. And as long as they keep it out of Hamas's hands, so you pump a few thousand, a few tens of thousands of tons of food into Gaza. I mean, who is that going to hurt as long as Hamas isn't stealing it and selling it?
Right, but supposedly
I mean,
Hamas, of course.
do I honestly give a shit about the people of Gaza? No, I do not,
Yeah.
because the vast majority of them are willing participants or willing supporters of Hamas and their savagery. So, you know, that, and
Well,
I don't
meanwhile,
really care, but
Hamas is telling them if anybody accepts any aid, any American food or aid, they'll be killed. So there you go.
yeah, that's
There you
great.
go,
That's
friends. Keep
great.
voting for Hamas to be your leaders, Gaza
Yeah.
citizen.
Let's globalize the Intifada.
Yeah.
So, anyway, what else you got? By the way, Victor Davis Hanson is not thrilled with Donald Trump's big beautiful bill. He thinks it's going to add to the deficit and add to the debt. So,
Well, probably will. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast, and the beast has to be destroyed, and that's what hopefully Doge was about doing. And not just efficiency, but it's literally getting rid of wholesale, getting rid of departments, and getting rid of agencies that we do not need and that are dead wood. Once we can do that, I mean, the government is not there to be your mother, father. I mean, well, that's what the Democrat left is all about, is being your parent for life in exchange for utter loyalty until death, literally.
yeah.
But that's what we got to do. We got to shrink this government. So, is it an impossible task? Who knows? Maybe the beast is too big. It's grown too big and too far over the last however many 60, 100 years, at least since the New Deal. And we just, it's who knows if we can ever get rid of it, but we'll see. But we can tame it, please God.
I hope
And the
so.
whole sense of the Medicaid cuts, I mean, that whole, throwing grandma off a cliff
Yeah.
sphere tactics. I mean, give me a break.
Well, when millions and millions of able-bodied Americans are on Medicaid, I have
Well,
no sympathy. I'm
it's worse than
sorry.
that, CBD. It's worse than that. Did you see this report where I forgot who it was? They were finding literally thousands of people who were over the age of 120 or
Yeah.
200
Yeah.
that were collecting Social Security and Medicaid,
I
and the
don't know if they were
Democrats are
collecting
screaming.
them, but they were in the they were
They
on
were on the
the Social
rolls.
Security rolls.
Well,
And of course,
somebody's
that's the
collecting
first
it.
step. Yeah, that's the first
Yeah.
step to collecting. But even if these people weren't collecting, or even if those numbers weren't collecting benefits, maybe they were being used by illegals. Who the hell knows? But
Who knows? There's no
the
way.
fact
There's
is
no
that
accounting.
Doge is doing excellent work simply by looking at these huge databases and saying, hey, you know something? It's a little screwed up. Let's fix it. I find that to be completely unexceptional. That should be the status quo in every single government entity. And yet, the lunatics on the left are screaming bloody murder about that kind of stuff, which tells me that
Because
it's simply graft. They
it
understand it
is
just as well
absolute
as,
graft.
yeah, so.
Yep. It's graft and grift. All these departments, all these programs, all these things that these lines that nobody knows, that everybody talks about, oh, the Department of Defense's black budget. Dear God, every other department has got to have all these slush funds everywhere, that the kickbacks going right back to the DNC coffers. I mean, it's got to be.
At some
And
point, we
win-win.
have to realize that the fraud and graft is the system, and it is not simply a flaw in the system. And that concerns me because how do you burn the system down without burning the country down?
Very, very true.
Yeah.
That is it. I mean,
Yeah.
but saving it, you have to destroy them, destroy the Constitution to save the Constitution.
Anyway, let's wrap this up.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
heading back to the United States tomorrow morning, so I've got to do some packing, which really thrills me with glee. I love to pack.
Well, I hope you find your sock that you're
Oh,
missing.
for
So.
fuck's sake, I'm going to toss this place upside down. It's just not fair. Anyway, folks, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for hitting our tip jar. Thank you very much for reading Sefton's and my stuff at Cut Jib Newsletter. And at Ace of Spades, I appreciate it. I know that Sefton appreciates it, and I hope that we are doing good work. And if we're not, let us hear about it. Sefton, take it away.
Yes, sir. Bon voyage, CBD, safe travels. And to all of you out there, God bless you all for your support and just for participating, because we wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for you all. And that's the reason we're here. It's It's certainly not for our health. But thank you. And it is knowing that you're out there and appreciative of what we're doing really makes it all worthwhile. So thank you all. And we will see you next week on the next one. Have a great one. And to all
Thanks.
of you, because I know Memorial Day has just passed and it may be a little late, but I just want to just say to all who have worn the uniform and given their lives, especially my dear departed uncle who did not come back from Saipan except in a coffin in 1944, we salute you and God bless your memory.
Thanks for listening, folks.